This is Dennis Body welcoming you to an encore stream from LACMA Sundays Live. As you know, all Sundays Live programs at St. James Church are on hiatus until further notice in an effort to slow the spread of COVID-19. But we've selected previously aired programs for encore each Sunday at 6 p.m. on MixLR. To access the live stream, visit sundayslive.org. This evening, our series of repeat programs continues with a vintage performance from LACMA's Bing Theater. Tonight, an encore from March 16, 2014. This is Dennis Body welcoming you to Sundays Live, Southern California's longest-running live broadcast series, brought to you each week from LACMA at lacma.org and available on demand as a podcast from kusc.org. This week at the Bing Theater, we welcome members of the Capitol Ensemble to perform music by Schubert and Mozart. The intimacy of chamber music has a great deal to do with the small spaces for which much of it was originally conceived. On the other hand, some works were composed for larger ensembles with some oversized guests as part of the cast. We'll get to one of those in about a quarter of an hour. First, we have a work in which just two participants are required. In fact, there are indications in the music that the violin part is not really considered essential. Mozart wrote more than 30 sonatas for keyboard and violin during his career, but the form over that course of time developed into one in which a civilized balance of these two instruments was achieved. Our program will open with one of the most engaging and lyrical of these works, the Sonata in G Major, Köchel 301, for keyboard and violin, music by Mozart, in which the form is still restricted to a two-movement structure, but all of the rest is pure Mozart. The violin Sonata in G Major, Köchel 301 by Mozart, begins this edition of Sundays Live. Please welcome to the stage of the Bing Theater pianist Rina Dokshitsky and violinist Philip Levy.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Sonata in G Major, Kurzweil 301, music for keyboard and violin by Mozart, with two members of the Capitol Ensemble, Philip Levy, violin, and Rina Dokshitsky at the piano, for music by Mozart. In his chamber music, the incomparable genius of Franz Schubert developed from adolescence when he wrote string quartets which emulated Mozart and Haydn, to his last year with the richly expanded scoring of the C major string quintet and the composition of a wonderful pair of piano trios. The piano figured as well in a variety of violin sonatas and the extraordinary fantasy in C, but there is one work with piano and strings which has surpassed all of these in popularity. For this music, we owe a debt to Johann Nepomuk Hummel. It was as a companion piece to one by Hummel that the so-called Trout Quintet was commissioned. The unorthodox scoring was intended to utilize the same ensemble with a string trio augmented by piano and the addition of double bass. The work is also unusual in form with five movements, including one featuring variations on one of the composer's most popular songs, The Trout. So the quintet in A major, Deutsch 667, the so-called Trout Quintet, music by Franz Schubert for the rest of the hour. It's in five movements, as I've said, and coming on stage now to play it, members of the Capitol Ensemble. Once again, Philip Levy with Rina Dokshitsky and violist Andrew Duckles, Jacob Brown, cello, and Peter Lloyd, double bass. We'll hear Schubert's Trout Quintet.
Thank you.
We've heard all five movements of the Piano Quintet in A, Deutsch 667, the Trout Quintet by Franz Schubert. Members of the Capitol Ensemble performed it for us. Philip Levy, violin, Andrew Duckles, viola, Jacob Brown, cello, Peter Lloyd, double bass, and Rina Dokshitsky was at the piano. The Trout Quintet by Franz Schubert. With that treacherous false ending in the last movement that fools some of the people all the time. Music by Franz Schubert, the Trout Quintet. Philip Levy, Andrew Duckles, Jacob Brown, Peter Lloyd, Rina Dokshitsky, members of the Capitol Ensemble. Our program opened with the violin sonata by Mozart with Philip Levy and Rina Dokshitsky, the sonata in GK301. And finally, the Trout Quintet by Franz Schubert. This program comes to you each week from the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. To learn more about supporting the series, visit our website at sundayslive.org. Each week, our Sundays Live concert is available on demand as a podcast from Classical KUSC. Visit KUSC.org and click on podcasts. Sundays Live is produced and presented by the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. Our special thanks to former County Supervisor Ed Edelman for making this program possible each week. The piano for Sundays Live is provided through the generosity of Yamaha Corporation of America. William Vestal is the series' artistic director, with audio engineering by Peter Sutton. From the stage at the Bing Theater, this is Dennis Body, inviting you to join us again next week. You've been listening to an encore presentation of LACMA Sundays Live, recorded at the Bing Theater in March 2014. As you know, all Sundays Live programs at St. James Church are on hiatus until further notice in an effort to slow the spread of COVID-19. In the meantime, we're streaming previously aired programs each Sunday at 6 p.m. on MixLR. You can access the MixLR live stream at sundayslive.org. For other interesting free digital content, please visit the redesigned LACMA.org homepage, LACMA at Home. Next week, we present a program from September 2018 featuring two cellists, Sarah Rommel and Jonathan Dormand, performing works by Barrière, Domenga, Popper, and Fauré, among others. This is Dennis Body inviting you to join us.